Have faith in God. Have the faith of God. And see, when the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, you now have the capacity of a new creature, a creature that had been created by God in the God class with God-given abilities, that you can operate on His level. Did you hear what I said? God spoke, and what He said came to pass. Now you can speak, and what you say will come to pass. And so He said this: have faith in God, or have the faith of God. In other words, have faith like God. And now watch this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, you notice I like that. We've been over this before, but it says what? For verily I say unto you that what? Whosoever. That who? Whosoever. So we can sell it. Y'all better hear me tonight. We can sell it, because a lot of time when crisis, when pressure comes, if you don't put this word in your heart, you're going to say something else rather than what the word said. You, instead of saying to the mountain, you start whining about the mountain. Amen. But it says what? Verily, truly, surely, I say unto you that whosoever. Now notice it's talking about whoever will do it. Didn't say that you have to be a this or that. It's just whoever will do this. So say unto this mountain, do what? Be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and it shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he says comes to pass, he shall have it. He shall have it. He shall have it. Then, now let's go to Isaiah 55:11. He said, whosoever. Now notice, these words are filled with God-given ability to bring to pass what is being said. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read this from the, go to Isaiah 55:11. Now notice what he said here. I'm quoting. And so this whole right where you are, you can go ahead and find Isaiah 55. Give it to me in the King James for right now. Give me the King James. That was another version. I want the King James for right now. It says, whosoever shall say, now notice, let's do it. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not do what? Doubt. What are we talking about? Doubt. Doubt. Shall not doubt where? In his heart. So that tells me, are y'all with me tonight? That tells me that's where the battle is won and lost. That's where the victory is at. You can have doubt in your head, but he said don't have it in your heart. Woo. That whosoever shall say and shall not doubt in his heart. But watch, because stuff can be coming in your mind, coming at your mind. But he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, listen now, but shall believe what? Those things which he or she saith shall come to pass. He or she shall have whatsoever He says, have you found Isaiah yet? Okay. Isaiah 55, 11. So shall my word be. Let me get back up here. So shall my word be that what? Go forth out of my mouth. So shall my word be that what? Go forth out of my mouth. It shall not. You see why you can get rid of doubt? Because he said every word you put in your mouth. See, your mouth can speak what's in your heart. And your head can be disagreeing. But it'll be wise for you to get your head or mind renewed so it'll line up with the word. It'll help you. But sometimes if you get enough word in your heart and your mind's still trying to mess with you, you can conquer that joker. Because this word of God says, the word that comes out of my mouth shall not return to me void, empty, or with none effect. It says, this is how it reads. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. It shall accomplish that which I plead. Is God pleased with you well? Is he pleased with you healthy? Is he pleased with you in peace? Is he pleased with you walking in victory? Is he pleased with you full of joy? So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. Now watch. It shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing where unto I send it.